Welcome to the Bundesbag Preview Podcast, a ride on the football fairground. Hello everyone and welcome to the Bundesbag's Bundesliga Week 6 Preview Podcast. A very brief announcement, apologies for no Week 5 blog post roundup. There simply isn't the time for me to do it, I'm afraid, so we'll have to skip that and just crack on with Week 6. Week 6 begins on Friday with Cologne playing Hoffenheim. Cologne lost to Mainz and Hoffenheim lost as well. They lost in the very last minute to Bayern Munich. Once again, falling foul of Bayern in the last minute. On Saturday, the fixtures begin with Bayern Munich, the aforementioned Bayern Munich, versus the aforementioned Mainz. What a fascinating encounter that promises to be. Under normal circumstances, you would say that would be Bayern Munich's game to win. 3 points for Bayern at the Allianz, yes. But no, because Mainz are top of the table with a 100% record. So will Mainz be able to hold out? Will they get a point? Will they be able to win at the Allianz? Just how good are Mainz? Just how good are they going to be? We're going to find out a little bit more about what that team is made of after Saturday, methinks. Schalke beats Freiburg during the week at Freiburg. A great relief to Felix Magath and to the Gelsenkirchen fans. They are playing Borussia Mönchengladbach, who continue to shed goals. Three more in midweek, I think, yes, three more to midweek. Yes, two more, sorry, against Sampdoria. Blimey, the pressure's got to be really, really mounting up there for Mikel Fronsek. There's going to have to be some a quick turnaround there, otherwise things could get pretty nasty at Gladbach. They are quite an uptight club, and I think the last thing they want is to get themselves into a relegation scrap. Stuttgart, maybe a bit of a false dawn, that 7-0 from the time before, was it? From the week before, wasn't it? Because they lost to Nuremberg, and Nuremberg are proving to be seriously tough hombres. And so they've now got to entertain Bayer Leverkusen, Stuttgart, and produce some kind of result. And Leverkusen themselves they won, they beat Frankfurt, but they're not having the most convincing start to the season, are they? We can talk about Frankfurt and Nuremberg now because they're playing each other. Two evenly matched teams, you would suggest. I really fancied Frankfurt would do something this season. I don't think that that's going to be the case. And I think that Nuremberg may well be okay, although they may not be spectacular, but they may well be okay. That could be the game, the round's only 0-0. Sampdoria, they are back at home and they are playing Borussia Dortmund. Borussia Dortmund are in excellent nick. A 5-0 thumping of Kaiserslautern on Wednesday, following up from brilliant 3-1 away win at their bitter rivals, Schalke. They're going to be in great form. Sampdoria is not an easy place, of course, to go. The Millantor is a very forbidding atmosphere, but people do get points there. So if Dortmund are serious about doing something really interesting this season, they're going to need to get some points. The Saturdays finishes up with the big one, and that's the North German derby, Werder Bremen versus Hamburg. A big, big grudge match, and should be a really enjoyable game. Both teams are flaky enough at the moment for there to be some fun and action, I should think. And the great news for people watching in the UK is that that game will be screened on ESPN in the UK. So tune into that one if you can. On Sunday, Wolfsburg are playing Freiburg. Now, Freiburg have had a decent enough start to the season, although they will be disappointed to have lost at home to bottom club Schalke. Wolfsburg are, well, their troubles all behind them, aren't they? Ever since they brought Grafitsch back into that forward line alongside Dzeko, they're doing it old school, aren't they? It's 2008 all over again for them, isn't it? And they've had two wins to show for that change in tactics. So they're at home. Who knows, I suspect that they may well, with Diego in there, I think Wolfsburg are off and running, and they may not look back after all of this. And finally, Kaiserslautern are playing Hannover. Kaiserslautern have had a very good start to the season up until Wednesday when they were thumped by Dortmund. Hannover, again, I mean, they've had some good results, but they've lost a little bit of momentum, haven't they? So That'll be a, an interesting enough game to round off the weekend's action. But I would suggest to you that the two games, the pick of the Bundesliga action for this weekend is obviously the derby game between Bremen and Hamburg, and that game at the Allianz, Bayern Munich versus Mainz. Whoa, that looks like a tasty one, doesn't it? Anyway, that's that. Sorry, it's a little bit unfocused. We'll leave things for the time being. And the Bundesbag will, of course, return with normal service on Monday morning with a full roundup blog post of the weekend's action. I hope you enjoy it, and I will see you anon. Cheerio. Catch the latest Bundesliga blog posts on www.footballfairground.com. Follow the Bundesbag on Twitter at twitter.com/Bundesbag.